Paris in a second.
Shall I start smoking?
Do you want to smoke?
No, I'm non-smoker.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Better not then.
For this experiment, a non-smoker will be...
Hi, my name is Non-Smoker, and you're listening to... I'm the only non-smoker on the conference, probably.
Do you think so?
I don't smoke.
Oh.
Wow. No, everybody in here doesn't... No, but everybody in here doesn't smoke.
We don't
except
smoke
for me.
Here.
At the moment.
No, nobody's... They don't... No, they don't smoke.
Okay.
Except for myself.
Okay, it's recording.
Hello, my name is Indra Kupferschmidt, and you're listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, this is so...
What? You don't have
it
to...
It is this typical way the jingles are sounding, and you're immediately going to imitate this. When you have to do something like that, then you imitate the radio speakers, you know.
Typeradio.org. Broadcasting from Typo Berlin, 2004.
Type radio, type radio.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Lisa. You're listening to Type Radio. We are here with... Oh, forget about it. Every interview we start with like 30 questions, and you have to answer with just yes or no. This is just like the start. 30 questions.
Seconds, okay.
30 questions.
Not 30 seconds.
Not seconds, but questions.
Okay.
And Lisa's going to ask the questions.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Are you rich?
No.
Sorry. Are you famous?
No.
Are you important?
No.
Do you wear jeans?
Yes. Oh, not at the moment.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Do you use drugs?
No.
Do you really hate somebody?
No.
Do you work more than 50 hours a week?
Yes.
Can you remember your last vacation?
Yes.
Do you like traveling?
Yes.
Does money make the world go round?
No.
Do you listen to the radio?
Yes.
Can you type?
Yes.
Have you been embarrassed?
Yes.
Are you religious?
No.
Are you dyslexic?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Are you colorblind?
No.
Does your neighbor know you?
Yes.
Are you jealous?
No.
Are you competitive?
Yes.
Do you play an instrument?
Yes.
Do you collect?
Yes.
Do you like porn?
No.
Do you know who the president of Canada is?
No.
Do you know who designed Helvetica?
Yes.
Are you bored?
No.
Do you vote?
Yes.
Do you love me?
Yeah.
Do you lie?
At the moment or in general? Yes.
Do you have children?
No.
Thank you. I mean, not for not having children, but thank you.
These were the 30 ones.
There are so little female type designers in the world. And well, why do you think that is?
Good question. I think this is... there are different areas where there are more type designers in the world than in others. And I think in countries like the Netherlands, or we had this discussion yesterday, there is maybe the chance is bigger to have female type designers because you have just many type designers. But in a country like Germany, where not really many people are busy with type design, it is, I think it has technical reasons, or that it is a more analytical job, or more scientific than to design a poster or a CD jacket or something like that, and it takes really a long time, and you have to restart or rethink many things over, and maybe this is just because why there aren't so many people in automobilbau or mechanical jobs anyway.
But are you saying in a way that type design is in a way a technical job or a technical profession and has less to do with emotion and more to do with the brain, like the heart and the brain, and the women are more like of the heart and the men are more of the brain?
No, that's not really what I think, but I experience, for example, that a lot of women or girls are interested in calligraphy and all these stuff, but more in this traditional arty way. And if you're doing a typeface, then you have a little portion of design and emotion, and then a lot of stupid and boring things that come after that. And I, for myself, see sometimes that I'm more interested in the first part, and then at a certain extent I'm stopping with the work and these types are all being unfinished. And I think I don't know if you can say that men are more interested to do the boring jobs or the technical side of type, but I think it's not that girls or females are not interested in letters and the emotional side of it.
Well, because if there are more women in design, which is like really well, it has all to do with feeling and sense and taste and whatever. And maybe, well, I was just thinking out loud.
Will you finish your font, sir?
Some maybe, but a lot of maybe not. It's just that you, when you get to a point where you can set a small text in it and you, the designer, can work with that. And that is mostly where I stop. And then I make the signs or the glyphs that I came across or I needed till that time. And if I need then an Eurozeichen years later, then I maybe draw an Eurozeichen, a Euro taken, sorry, no, Euro...
You're a sign.
Sign, yeah. Yes. but nobody else can use these typefaces that easily because they're, I know that maybe I have to adjust the spacing here and there because I didn't take enough care on that also. And they're not to buy anymore.
Stay tuned at www.typeradio.org.